Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
When she was 16 years of age, Elizabeth Elliot wrote in the back of her Bible the words of a prayer written by missionary Betty Stamm, who was martyred in China. The prayer read, "Lord, I give up all my own plans and purposes, all my own desires and hopes, and accept your will for my life. I give myself, my life, my all, utterly to you, to be yours forever. Fill me and seal me with your Holy Spirit. Use me as you will. Send me where you will. Work out your whole will in my life at any cost, now and forever." In her first year of service as a missionary, Elizabeth Elliot often read those words, seeking comfort when her plans went awry. After a year's work as a linguist, reducing a language to writing, a suitcase containing all of her research, the file box, the notebooks of careful notations, and charts of the Colorado language spoken by a group of native Ecuadorians was stolen. It was gone forever. A year's worth of sweat and labor gone, just like that. Furthermore, the language informant, a man she had grown to esteem and value as a brother in Christ, was murdered. Then a building project, which had consumed a year's work by the man she was eventually to marry, Jim Elliot, was destroyed by fire. Talk about problems. Looking back, Mrs. Elliot believes God was preparing her for what lay ahead: the death of her husband and four others at the hands of the Alcas. In her book, A Lamp for My Feet, she wrote, "We like things to go smoothly and as planned. Very often, unexpected things intervene and our plans go awry. When ours are interrupted, his are not. His plans are proceeding exactly as scheduled, moving as always, including those minutes or hours or years which seem most useless or wasted or unendurable towards the goal of true maturity," end quote. One of my heroes is a spinster Dutch woman, Corrie ten Boom, who, along with her aged father and her sister Betsy, saved the lives of countless Jewish babies and their parents in the little apartment over the watch shop in Haarlem. For this, Corrie was sent to Ravensbrück concentration camp. Corrie's life was often in the balance, so she could speak from experience as she would say, "God has no problems, only plans." God uses problems to help you sense your weakness in His strength, something that would never happen apart from being stripped of your ability to make things happen. Read the historical books of the Old Testament and notice how self-confident, self-reliant men and women had their hopes dashed to pieces, but in their weakness they turned to the Lord, calling on Him for deliverance, and then found that God encounters nothing too hard for Him to handle. God uses problems to bring discipline into your life. David, who spent 7 years as a fugitive, never being certain that Saul and his troops might not appear in the dark, wrote, "When I am afraid, I will trust in you." Another psalm says, "Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I obey your word." An athlete who disciplines himself to train grows stronger, as does God's child who perseveres and keeps on pushing ahead. How you react to problems and difficulties shows clearly the kind of stuff that's within you. As James says, "When you have many kinds of troubles, you should be full of joy, because you know these troubles test your faith."
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines for Living. If you'd like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our devotional, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.